is from Proverbs 13:12. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but fulfilled desire is a tree of life. In 2013, I was facing the greatest crisis of my faith and my life. I had lost all hope. My world was full of despair and darkness. Evil surrounded me. The days were dark and the nights were the worst. God seemed to be silent. I would sit in my chair where I had done my devotions for over 30 years with the Bible open on my lap. I could not read the words. I could not journal. I could not pray. One morning, as I walked out to the coffee pot, my heart felt so heavy and painful that I believed I must have been having a heart attack. As I stood waiting on the coffee to brew, I was contemplating who to call, and immediately a thought came to my mind. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. I had no idea of where this came from. I was certainly out of hope, and my heart was definitely sick. But was this from Shakespeare? I sat down in my chair where I started every morning and Googled the quote. Proverbs 13:12 popped up. I was shocked. A Bible verse? So God was still with me. He had not left me. I wasn't having a heart attack. I simply had a sick heart. Broken heart syndrome is a physical condition when the heart muscle becomes suddenly weakened, in my case, due to extreme emotions. The quote, "The greatest spiritual crisis comes when a person has to move a little farther on in his faith than the belief he has already accepted," described me during these dark days. I was having a spiritual crisis. My situation did not immediately improve, but I improved. I had heard from God. I had hope again. Proverbs 13:12 had made a way out for me. I was able to read that open Bible again, to soak up the many promises of God that brought healing and built back my shattered faith. I recall reading one time that there were over 7,000 promises of God in the Bible. One that I know to be true is Hebrews 13:12. God will never leave you or forsake you, and I can attest to that. In my first three Let's Talks, I described how the Word of God guided me, encouraged me, and then convicted me in the early years of my walk with the Lord. The verse from today's Let's Talk gave me my life back. In bringing Proverbs 13:12 to me, God saturated my broken heart with love and restored hope to my soul. God has used His Word to knit our relationship into one of complete trust and confident assurance in Him. Let's pray together. Father, thank You for loving us so perfectly. Thank You for the storms that build our faith. Thank You for the many promises throughout the Bible that we can cling to during the storms of life. You are so faithful, and I am so very grateful for Your love. In Jesus' name, amen.